With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. 50 days after Easter, the day of Pentecost marks the end of Eastertide and the coming of the Holy Spirit on the gathered believers. So on today's program, we'll explore some of the rich choral and organ repertoire for this day, including works by Patrick Gowers, Edward Elgar, Raphon Williams, Philip Wilby, and others. Pentecostal fire can be found in abundance in our first selection, an organ piece titled Fanfare to the Tongues of Fire by the late Larry King. It makes use of the plain chant Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Holy Spirit, for its musical backbone. This piece also features the brilliant state trumpet stop as Bruce Neswick plays the great organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. Fanfare to the Tongues of Fire by Larry King was performed by Bruce Neswick at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York. We'll hear the chant Veni Creator Spiritus in its more pure form next, as well as a treatment of it by Guillaume Dufay, a Franco-Flemish composer of the early Renaissance. The Women's Schola of Gloriae Dei Cantoris sings. The Women's Schola of Gloriae Dei Cantoris sang a three-part setting of the Pentecost hymn Veni Creator Spiritus by Guillaume Dufay. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. English composer Patrick Gowers wrote his anthem Veni Sancte Spiritus in 2000 on a commission from the Federation of Old Choristers Associations for their conference that year. He says of the piece that it is a joyful celebration of two magnificent hymns, Veni Sancte Spiritus, also known as the Golden Sequence, and the office hymn Nocte Surgentis, sung in the evening between Trinity and Advent. Both are based on old French church melodies, in which Gowers has had a special interest since becoming acquainted with them through the English hymnal as a boy. The Guildford Cathedral Choir is led by Stephen Farr in this recording, with David Davies at the organ.
Thank you.
Veni Sancte Spiritus by Patrick Gowers was sung by the Guildford Cathedral Choir, directed by Stephen Farr. From the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John come the familiar words, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Perhaps the most familiar setting of those words is by Thomas Tallis, but among recent composers, a particularly lovely setting was composed by Philip Wilby, longtime member of the faculty at the University of Leeds. We'll hear "If You Love Me," sung by the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville, directed by Wilma Jensen. Philip Wilby's beautiful setting of "If You Love Me" was sung by the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church, Nashville. Wilma Jensen played and conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From the Tabulatura Nova of 1624, we'll listen next to Samuel Scheidt's setting of Veni Creator Spiritus for organ. James Morgan performs on the organ of Trinity College, Cambridge. Thank you. Veni Creator Spiritus by Samuel Scheidt was performed by James Morgan on the organ of Trinity College, Cambridge. The same plain chant used by Scheidt provides the basis for our next composition by the wonderful living English composer Jonathan Harvey. Come Holy Ghost takes the chant and creates a beautifully atmospheric setting with the chant superimposed over various choral textures. It was first performed at the Southern Cathedrals Festival of Winchester in July 1984. We'll hear it sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with treble soloist Jeremy Budd, along with tenor Andrew Burden and bass Nigel Beavan. John Scott conducts.
Thank you.
Come Holy Ghost by Jonathan Harvey was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott conducted. Peter Cutts has composed something of a modern classic in the hymn tune Bridegroom that's paired with a wonderful text by Carl Daw in our next selection. Like the Murmur of the Dove song is arranged here by Douglas Starr for choir, organ, and alto saxophone. The choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh is led by organist and director John Walker.
Thank you.
The choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh sang Like the Murmur of the Dove Song, as arranged by Douglas Starr. John Walker played and directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Edward Elgar completed his oratorio The Apostles in 1903 in response to a commission from Birmingham. The prologue to that oratorio is often sung as a standalone anthem, and we'll hear it next. The Spirit of the Lord utilizes a text from Isaiah and introduces musical motifs that have associations later in the oratorio as well. The Choir of St. John's College, Cambridge performs, directed by Christopher Robinson. Jonathan Vaughn plays the organ. The Spirit of the Lord from Edward Elgar's oratorio, The Apostles, was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by Christopher Robinson. One of my absolute favorite hymns for Pentecost, or any time for that matter, is Bianco da Siena's text as translated by R.F. Littledale, Come Down, O Love Divine. It's especially powerful when paired with Ray Vaughan Williams' tune Down Ampney, so named for the place of his birth in the Cotswold district of Gloucestershire. We'll hear the hymn sung by the Alora Singers, led by Noel Edison. Thomas Fitches accompanies at the organ. Noel Edison led the Alora Singers in the hymn Come Down, O Love Divine, with tune by Ray Vaughan Williams. Jean Demessieux, a protege of the great Marcel Dupré in the first half of the 20th century, composed some fiendishly difficult music for organ to match her own prodigious technique. But she also composed some more modest works that fit her work as organist at the Church of the Holy Spirit and later at La Madeleine in Paris. From her set of 12 chorale preludes based on Gregorian themes, we'll hear Veni Creator. Stephen Tharp plays the organ of the Church of Saint-Martin in Doutelange.
Thank you.
The prelude on Veni Creator by Jeanne Desmessieux was performed by organist Stephen Tharp on the organ of the Church of Saint-Martin in Doudelange. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the Day of Pentecost. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.